The title for my sermon this morning in English is God's Way of Raising His Children.
如果大家睇今日嘅讲道题目，就系神教养儿女嘅方法。
And maybe in the beginning you might think, oh, this is about raising children.
或者你以为今日讲道是关于养育儿女的一篇讲道。
Doesn't Pastor Steve know that many of the people here, their children are old already?
难道陈卓明牧师不知道这里大部分的会友都是有成年的子女，没年幼的子女？
But after I begin my sermon, you probably will think in your mind, oh,He's talking about raising money.
但是如果你听晒成篇讲道呢，原来陈卓明牧师讲是讲这个捐献筹款的事。
And you may remember two Sundays ago, there was an insert in the program.
你记得两个礼拜之前，我们周刊夹了一份报告。
And it was to remind our congregation,that at the end of our fiscal year, which is the end of September, we project that we may not have as much income as we would like.
是提醒会众，讲给会众听，这个财政年度，九月尾的财政年度，我们今年的收入会少过我们的预算。
That our budget for this year was a certain amount of money,And so we're hoping to try to come as close as possible to that budget.
我们今年已经订立的预算是有一个数目，我们希望越来越接近这个数目，越来越有这个收入去接近这个数目。
So you may be thinking this sermon is a response to that need.
你以为今日的讲道就是回应那一个需要来讲的。
But I assure you that God put in this sermon into my heart months ago.
但是我向大家保证，神将这个信息好早几个月之前已经摆响我的心里边要讲这篇道。
Because giving is an important part of the Christian life.
捐献是基督徒生活的好重要的一部分。
Discipleship is becoming more like Jesus.
门徒是要越来越似主耶稣。
And so, giving is an important part of becoming a disciple, a follower of Jesus Christ.
捐献是作主门徒的最重要的一部分。
And so, as we talk about money, it's actually talking about raising.And shaping us to become like Jesus Christ.
如果我们讲捐献这件事，其实我们藉着捐献是要好像神教养我们一样，教养的儿女一样。
Now we know that Jesus had a very extensive teaching ministry.
主耶稣基督他在地上边是有好远景的教导。
Jesus often taughtthings using parables.
主耶稣教导我们，通常是用比喻来教导我们。
But did you know that 16 out of the 38 parables that Jesus taught dealt with money or possessions?
主耶稣讲过38个比喻，其中16个是讲如何处理金钱和财产。
I think all of us would agree that prayer is very important.
我们大家都承认祈祷是很重要。
In the Gospels, there are 500 verses about prayer.
在四本福音书有500节的经文是讲祷告。
But there are more than 2,000 verses on money and possessions.
但是超过2,000节的经文是讲金钱和财产。
So, how we use our money is a very important part of our Christian life.
我哋点样使用我哋嘅金钱系我哋做基督徒系好紧要嘅一件事。
And so we want to look at this passage.
我哋要睇刚才读嘅两节圣经。
And it's only two verses.
只系两节嘅圣经。
But there's a lot of things that we can draw from these two verses.
但系其中包含咗好多真理教训系值得我哋学习。
In fact, in my outline, you'll see that I want to make six points.
在我的讲道大纲，我写了有六点，这里引漏了一点，我想提大家。
So the first point I want to make is that we are to give purposefully.
第一点，我们捐献，捐献是好一点的翻译，这个大纲里面说给予，捐献是要有目的。
So the question is, why do we give something?
问题就是为什么我们要捐献？
Well, I see two answers in this passage.
我在这节经文，这两节经文看到两个答案。
Verse 1, it says, Now concerning the collection for the saints.
第一节，论到为圣徒捐钱。
Now the saints refer to Christians.
这些圣徒是讲基督徒。
And specifically in this passage, it's referring to Jewish Christians in Jerusalem.
是当日在耶路撒冷犹太人的基督徒。
We know that Christianity grew out of Judaism starting in Jerusalem.
基督教是由耶路撒冷开始。
And so we know that there were many Christians among the people in Jerusalem.
在犹太人当中亦都很多人信了基督教。
But at the time of this writing, it seems that there was a famine in that area.
在这段圣经讲的背景，当时那个地方是有饥荒。
People were going hungry.
很多人是挨饥抵饿。
They had a lot of physical needs.
他们身体各方面有很多需要。
And so Paul's desire was to motivate the Gentile Christians to help the Jewish Christians in Jerusalem.
保罗的心意就是想外邦人的信徒去帮耶路撒冷这帮犹太人的基督徒。
And so within our church, we have a charity fund and a missions fund.
我们华人报道会，我们有慈善基金，我们有差传基金。
And in those funds, we try to direct our money, our giving,to outside of our church.
在这两样基金，我们就用这些基金去帮我们教会外有需要的人。
And so one of the purposes of giving is to help other people in need.
其中一个捐献的目的是帮其他有需要的人。
But we also see a second purpose in this passage.
但是亦都睇到第二个目的。
In verse 2, it mentions on the first day of every week.
第二节提到每逢七日的第一日。
That is, they were to collect this money on the first day of the week, which is today, Sunday.
七日的第一日就是今日礼拜日，好像今日礼拜日第一日。
Now, in the Old Testament,The Jewish people were instructed to make the last day of the week, Saturday, their day of rest.
在旧约，他们犹太人是定了七日的最后那日，即是礼拜六，是作为安息日。
But since the resurrection of Christ was on a Sunday, Christians worship God on the first day of the week.
主耶稣当日是在七日的第一日复活，所以基督徒是在七日的第一日来敬拜主耶稣，敬拜神。
Of the Ten Commandments that were given to Moses, all of them were repeated except to keep the Sabbath.
当日神给摩西的十诫。
There's no command in the New Testament for us to keep the Sabbath.
正是这一届当守安息日，这一届没响新约的时期重复那里提到。
But if we read the book of Acts, we see the practice of the Christians was to come together and worship God on Sunday.
在使徒行传你们 看到就是当时那些信徒在礼拜日他们聚在一起来敬拜神。
So when Paul tells the Corinthians to collect this money on the first day of the week, he is saying that we are to give to worship God.
当保罗提醒哥林多教会的信徒在七日的第一日那里捐献，有那日收的捐献就是当来敬拜神。
That not only are we to give to help other people, we are here to honor God with our money as well.
捐献不单止帮助有需要的人，还是要荣耀神。
Now, as I mentioned, this passage comes at the beginning of 1 Corinthians chapter 16.
我刚才提到这两节经文是《哥林多前书》第十六章开头那两节经文。
But if you were to read these verses in context, you should also read 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
如果你看下背景，看下前文，你会看埋《哥林多前书》第十五章。
And if you remember back, let's say in Easter, we would frequently read from 1 Corinthians 15 because it deals with the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
哥林多前书十五章是我们很多时在复活节读的经文，是关于主耶稣当日复活那个背景。
So, Paul in 1 Corinthians 15 is talking about the wonders of the resurrection of Christ.
在保罗在第十五章讲到主耶稣基督复活那个奇迹。
And he is also talking about the Christian's resurrection as well.
亦都讲到基督徒将来会复活这件事。
And then in verse 16, in verse 1, he seems to change his topic.
但是到了十六章第一节，好像转了的题目这样。
It says, now concerning the collection for the saints.
现在就讲到论到为圣徒捐钱这件事。
Some people may think it sounds like a commercial break.
有可能是广告，这里暂时广告停一停先。
But really, it's a response to the resurrection of Christ.
但是其实保罗想讲的就是对主耶稣复活的回应。
It is also a response to the resurrection that we can look forward to in the future.
是对我们将来能够复活的回应。
And so, yes, giving should be done in helping people with need, but also to worship and honor God.
当然，捐献是帮有需要的人，另外最重要是去敬荣耀神，敬拜神。
Now, I should also mention at this point that giving does not earn us our salvation.
但我要清楚明白咁样讲，捐献系唔会使到我哋得到救恩。
There are many other religions and even some people who claim to be Christian who say that the more you give, the more likely you will go to heaven.
但系有啲其他宗教或者有啲自认系基督教嘅人，佢哋咁样讲。他们说你捐献得多，你就会越容易去到天堂。
I know many of us have read the stories about these extremists that commit suicide and blowing up for themselves and other people.
大家都看到新闻或者消息，看到这些宗教的极端分子，他们自己爆炸而死。
Part of their motivationis that their religion teaches them that if they kill themselves for their religion, they will go to heaven.
他们的宗教这样教导他们，如果他们爆炸去殉道，他们会很快就去到天堂。
But the true Christianity does not teach that.
真正的基督教信仰不是教导这些东西。
The Bible teaches us salvation is a free gift to us.
圣经讲到救恩是神白白的赐给我们。
We cannot pay God for the salvation he has given to us.
我们不能够给一些东西，给钱，付一些代价去换取神的救恩。
No amount of money is going to be good enough.
你给多少钱都不够，都不可以这样做。
It is only by God's free gift to us that we have salvation.
是神免费的礼物，免费的赐给。
But because of his generosity toward us, we can express our love and appreciation to him through our giving.
神的爱，神的慷慨，使到我们能够深深体会祂对我们的爱。
So first we are to give purposefully.
第一，我们刚才讲的是捐献得要有目的。
But second we are to give periodically.
第二，我们捐献得要定期。
In verse 2 it mentions on the first day of every week.
在第二节刚才讲过每逢七日第一日。
So here we're not emphasizing the first day of the week, but the part that they're giving about every 7 days. They're giving every 7 days.
这里强调的就是每七日经常这样奉献，每七日。
I remember when we were first starting the English worship service.
我记得我们教会很久之前开始英文崇拜的时候。
And we were thinking about every element of the service.
我们想过每一个敬拜崇拜的每一样的项目。
I remember we were thinking about, well, should we have offering as part of the worship?
我们想啊，在这个聚会当中好不好收奉献呢？
I know a lot of non-Christians who may feel offended that we take offering.
有很多人或者认为这件对他们来说是很侵犯他们的事，在崇拜当中收奉献。
Maybe we shouldn't have offering in the service.
或者我们不要在崇拜当中收奉献。
Maybe we should have an offering box like a lot of other churches do.
或者我们好像其他教会这样摆个奉献箱在外面。
But after thinking and praying about it, we said, no, worship involves giving to God.
我们想过，我们祈祷之后，我们明白这个敬拜是有代表要向神献实献礼物给神。
And so we kept the offering as part of the worship.
所以我们保持奉献在这个崇拜程序里面。
But then you have a question about, well, how often should you have it?
或者我们问这个问题，我们应该几经常去奉献呢？
Maybe we should just do it once a year.
或者我们每年只是奉献一次。
To have everyone just pledge a certain amount and just give it at the beginning of the year, and we don't have to have offering at all during the year.
或者我们每个人认捐一个数目，给一年头给一次，以后就不用记挂住了。
But then we realize it's good to be reminded every week about God's goodness.
但是我们认为最重要的就是每一个礼拜我们要提醒我们自己神是几咁赐福给我们。
Now I know many of you would thank God for the food before every meal.
好像大家每一次吃饭的时候都要谢饭。
Now can we say, well, at the beginning of the year we could just thank God for all the meals for the whole year.
我们又可不可以这么说呢？每年的开始我们只是做一次借饭就够了，借晒全年的饭。
And you know, you might say, well, maybe it's possible.
或者都可以。
But maybe it's a good thing that we're reminded every time we eat that we're thankful to God.
但是我们最好就是每一次我们吃饭的时候提醒我们神是几咁赐福给我们。
And so this phrase in verse 2 on the first day of every week reminds us that it should be, we should be giving periodically.
在第二节每逢七日的第一日就提醒我们捐献要有定期。
Because it reminds us of God's goodness to us.
是提醒神给我们是几多赐福，几多恩赐。
Now today we have a new problem.
今天我们有一个新的问题。
It's called electronic giving.
是电子奉献。
Now if you don't understand computers, you may not understand this.
如果你不明白电脑，你不会明白这个题目。
But many of the young people today, they pay their bills online.
很多年轻人他们给单给那些单都是用电脑来给单。
They don't have to put it in an envelope and write a check and put a stamp to pay their bills.
他们不需要写张支票入落信封粘个邮票摆入邮箱去寄。
They can also give to the church electronically.
他们可以同样这样用电子来捐献给教会。
And it can be a good thing.
可能是好事来的。
But it can also be a bad thing.
但是也可以是一件坏事。
But once you set the amount, then you can just forget about it.
当你定了一个数目之后，按了一掣之后，你会以后会很容易忘记。
So I would suggest that every time we have offering, that you participate as well.
我提议大家当崇拜每一次收奉献的时候，大家都尽量参与。
And I don't mean necessarily you have to write a check or put something in, but I'm saying in your heart, you're saying, thank you, Lord, for what you've blessed me with.
我讲的参与未必一定是将张支票、将啲钱摆落奉献袋，而是响你嘅心里边感谢神。
That even though maybe my money is going to the church electronically, I want to worship you and honor you.
就算你已经做咗电子奉献，你亦都可以响嗰个时间嚟感谢神、荣耀神。
So we are to give purposefully, we are to give periodically.And third, we are to give personally.
我们讲过捐献有目的，捐献要定期。第三点，人人要捐献。
Again, in verse 2, it says, each of you.
第二节讲到每一个人，每人，每人。
That means everybody.
所有的人。
In the church in Corinth, there were some people who were very rich.
哥林多教会当日，哥林多教会有啲有钱人。
Corinth was a large commercial city.
哥林多城系大嘅商业城市。
There were merchants and traders who made lots of money.
嗰度有啲商人，有啲商家赚好多钱。
But there were also people who were very poor.
但系亦都有啲穷人。
People who were slaves.
系做奴隶嘅人。
And so.As Paul writes to them, he says, whether you're rich, whether you're poor, you should participate in giving.
保罗写哥林多前书的意思说，每一个人，无论你富有或者贫穷。
And now some people may say, well, I don't give money, but I serve God.
有些人说，我就不是那么捐献金钱，但是我侍奉神。
And I would say, yes, I serve God too.
但是陈卓明牧师说，我做牧师，我是侍奉神。
But I need to participate as well.
但是我都参与去捐献。
And my wife takes care of those finances and makes sure that we give to the Lord as well.
师母就管这部分了，就师母就管这部分，我们要捐献给神。
Now some of you may say, well, I'm a poor person.
有啲或者讲我好穷噶。
I am retired. I have very little income.
我退休啦，我退休咗，只系有少少嘅收入。
But I remind us of the story of Jesus in Matthew chapter 12.
但系我哋要睇翻主耶稣响马可福音第十二章嗰个故事。
Jesus was standing.In front of the temple, watching people give their offering.
当日主耶稣响呢个会堂面前睇嗰啲人点样去捐献。
There were lots of people who were giving lots of money.
有好多人捐献好多钱。
But that didn't impress Jesus.
但系嗰啲冇点样特别去感动主耶稣。
Jesus was impressed with this widow.
但是有个穷寡妇，有个寡妇，她特别感动主耶稣。
She gave what is equivalent to maybe $2.
佢呢个穷寡妇当日捐献咗我哋而家嘅大约$2。
But Jesus commended her.
但系主耶稣称赞佢
，because he said that she gave sacrificially.
佢主耶稣话佢系一个牺牲嘅献上。
And so all of us should participate.
我哋每一个人都要参与。
And some of us can give more, but some of us may give less.
有啲人可以捐献多啲，有啲人可以捐献少啲。
But God is not so much impressed with the money, the amount that is giving, but our sacrifice for Him.
神系唔系咁注重嗰个数目，神系注重你有冇做呢个牺牲。
And that leads us to our fourth point.
我哋去到第四点
，It talks about giving proportionately.
捐献要有相称嘅比例。
Again, in verse 2, it mentions as he may prosper.
当你收入越来越好、越来越多嘅时间，第二节系咁样讲到。
So it's talking about as God gives you more, then you should be giving more.
如果神祝福你比好多你，你更加要捐献得比例上边多。
Now we should all realize that everything that we have, everything we own, comes from God.
我哋要清楚明白，我哋所有嘅一切都系从神而来。
He is the owner of everything that we have.
佢系拥有所有的一切，包括我们的一切。
And so, as we give to Him, in some sense, we're only giving back to what He has already given to us.
当我们捐献给神的时候，实在我们是将祂给过我们的一部分给回祂。
But the question is, well, how much should I give?
问题就是我们应该捐献多少呢？
Well, we see Abraham in Genesis 14,gave a tithe or 10%.
创世纪第四章提到亚伯兰，佢当日捐献系十分之一，即系十一奉献。
Now Abraham was not required to give 10%.
我哋知道亚伯兰当日系唔需要俾百分之十嘅。
God did not tell him to give 10%.
神亦都冇讲佢听话要。捐献百分之十
，But he voluntarily gave 10%.
佢自愿亚伯兰自愿捐献百分之十。
And I would say maybe that's the pattern for us.
或者呢个系我哋要跟随嘅榜样。
Now some people might point to the Old Testament law.
有啲人或者讲到呢个旧约嘅律法。
They may say, well, they were required to give a tithe.
他们需要是给这个十一的奉献。
But actually, there were multiple required giving in the Old Testament.
其实旧约律法要求犹太人是要多次的捐献。
And if you were to add them up, it amounted to maybe 23%.
如果你加加埋埋有23%那么多。
But we also should realize that, this was to support the government as well.
我们知道当时以色列人、犹太人捐这么多捐献，都是要支持他们当日的政府。
But if we look at the New Testament, there is no requirement to give 10% of your income.
但你看新约圣经的时候，是没有要求我们捐献10%。
Even in this verse where Paul could easily say you should tithe, he doesn't say it.
就算在这两节圣经，保罗都没有写低说百分之十。
And so, I would say, maybe what's good for us is to voluntarily tithe.
或者我们最好就能够自愿去百分之十这样捐献。
Now, whenever we talk about tithe, sometimes people ask about the details.
如果我讲到百十一奉献，好多人会讲到好多年代嘅详细嘅问题。
Some of you who are retired, who are drawing on a pension, may say, "Do I have to tithe on my pension?"
有啲人 只是靠退休金，过日子他们会问我们是不是将我的退休金十分之一作捐献。
And I'm not sure maybe how to answer that question.
我都不懂得怎样去回答这个问题。
But I think the question for us to ask is not how little that we can give to God.
或者我哋要问翻自己一个问题，唔系我哋捐得几少俾神
，but rather how much can we give to God？
或者我哋最多可以捐献几多俾神
？I think the general principle is God has blessed you with more than you should give more。
或者主要咁样睇，如果神多给你，你就多啲去捐献。
But I think maybe the idea is you should not think of this as a tax.
或者你千祈唔好当捐献系好似俾税、好似交税一样。
I think you should see it more like a Father's Day gift.
或者你当为呢个系一份父亲节嘅礼物。
That it should be given out of love and there's no.Formula or requirement of how much you should give.
是要捐献得是有爱心，是不是要照着一些计数，一些数目来捐献。
And so, if you're not sure, I would say start with 10%.
如果你还不明白，不清楚，不如你由10%奉献开始。
And for some people whom God has blessed so much, 10% is maybe too small.
有些人或者神真的很赐福给他们，10%奉献好像是一个很小的数目。
And we should remember, our income is not just how much we get, let's say, with a paycheck or a government check.
我们也记住我们的收入，我们的收入不是单单我们的人工或者我们政府的退休金。
Many of us, God has blessed with our homes.
神祝福我哋，我哋啲房屋系升值。
And especially in this area, the value of our home has risen quite a bit.
特别响波士顿区，我哋嘅房产系升值得好快。
Are we taking this into account as we give to the Lord?
或者我哋要考虑埋呢啲嘢，当我哋奉献嘅时候，考虑埋呢啲嘢。
And so we, as we give proportionately, we should also give sacrificially.
当我们按照比例来奉献的时候，我们应该都要牺牲这样奉献。
There's a story in 2 Samuel chapter 24 where David was trying to get land to build the temple.
在撒母耳记下第24章，大卫王当日是想得到一些土地去建造圣殿。
And the person that owned the land said, oh, I'll give it to you for free.
这个地的地主对大卫王这样说、啊、我免费送这些地给你。
But David refused.
但是大卫王说不好。
He said, I won't give to the Lord something that didn't cost me anything.
我不会献给神一些东西对我来说是不需要付代价的。
The fifth principle that we see about giving is found also in verse 2.So that there would be no collecting when I come.
第五点要讲的就是不要等到我来才去凑合那些捐献的款项。
That is, we are to give without pressure.
我们要捐献得来，要入无压力。
Because Paul recognized that when he came,His presence would put a lot of pressure on people.
也能保罗知道，当佢如果佢嚟到亲自嚟到哥林多教会嘅时候，有可能佢会带嚟一啲压力。
He wanted them to collect the money before he came.
佢要哥林多教会响佢嚟之前就要收到呢啲捐献。
In Paul's second letter to the same church.He says, God loves a cheerful giver.
在哥林多后书，保罗写给哥林多教会的第二封书信这样讲，他说神爱那些乐意捐献的人。
God doesn't want to give us to give because we feel pressured to give.
神是不想我们捐献得很勉强，有压力。
When he wants us, when we are to give, we are to give with a big smile on our face.
我们要捐献得来，要笑口，要笑。
It shouldn't be so painful that we're like very sad as we give.
不是一个痛苦的口面。
Many years ago, our church used to have a practice of showing what everybody gave on a bulletin board.
我们教会曾经试过就向这个报告板登出来边个捐献了几多。
Now, the reason why they did that is they wanted to show to everyone that all the money that people gave, they can account for.
有可能的目的登晒出来就是想大家知道捐献总共有几多，将来使用的时候大家都知道有几多钱是去做使用。
They didn't want anyone to think that some of the people were pocketing the money.
他都亦都不想其中有些人是袋了一部分钱。
So they had a list on a bulletin board with the name of each giver and how much they gave.
在报告板上面登到某某人捐了多少钱。
And so, if you would look up my name, you would say, oh, he gave this much.
或者你看你的名字，你捐了多少钱。
And you can imagine, a lot of people felt pressure to give.
有很多人看到之后就认为这些是一个压力。
And if you only gave $2, then you feel kind of ashamed. Oh, I better give more.
如果你看到自己的名字只是捐了两蚊，你会想、啊、我要捐多啲至得啦。
Now, eventually we did away with that practice, and I'm sure you're happy about that.
啊，我哋都冇继续用呢个方法，相信大家而家都开心啲啦。
But the point is that we should give without pressure.
最紧要嘅就系我哋捐献得嚟，要唔好勉强，要冇压力。
Again, we're not.The goal is not to raise money, it's to raise children.
的最紧要的目的就是不是说要筹款捐献这么简单，而是神是要藉着这件事是去教养他自己的儿女。
The last principle that we see here is that we are to give with a plan.
最后一样周刊留咗嘅就系我哋捐献得有要有计划。
So it mentions in verse 2, each of you is to put something aside and store it up as he may prosper.
第二节讲到我哋要将我哋嘅收入一部分攞出嚟，准备捐献俾呢个教会。
Now there are some people.Who do not plan in terms of their giving.
有很多人对他们的捐献是完全没有计划。
When they announce the offering, they begin to look at their wallet.
当主席说我们现在开始收奉献了，那他们先拿银包出来看看。
And then they begin to think, well, how much should I give?
他们先想想我应该捐献多少呢?
How much do I want to spend on lunch?
或者我一阵间食午餐有冇钱呢
？How much a grocery I'm going to buy？
或者我一阵间买餸有冇钱买呢
？But Paul is saying you should think about this in advance。
保罗话你应该早早就要谂好呢啲嘢。
You should plan this and set this money aside。
你已经一早计划好，然后将呢笔钱摆准备好。
And then you could give according to your plan as God guides you。
当神怎样带领你捐献的时候，你已经准备好。
I remember when Pastor Fung was the senior pastor.
我记得冯牧师是主任牧师的时间。
But it happened that both of us were out of town on the same Sunday.
我们有一个礼拜，我们两个都是因为有些事要出去。
And so we had a seminary student.Come and oversee the worship.
我哋就要一个揾咗一个神学生嚟呢个打理呢个嗰日嘅敬拜。
But this seminary student was very nervous.
这个神学生当日很紧张。
Because he had to preach and you know, be the worship leader.
他又要做主席，又要讲道，样样都做。
And he forgot the offering.
他不记得了收奉献。
And so some of the leaders were very upset.
当日那些有些教会领袖就很不开心。
They said, we lost a whole week of offering because you forgot.
我们不见了 一个礼拜的奉献。
But if we were teaching our people properly, it wouldn't make a difference.
如果教会在这个捐献方面有好的教导，他们不会捐献。
Because if people gave with a plan, they would say, well, I didn't give it this week, but I'll give it next week.
如果会友是有计划，他们就知道这个礼拜不捐献，他们可以等到去下个礼拜再捐献。
Same thing for people who go on vacation.
有些人去度假的时候，
they think, oh, I'm on vacation, I don't have to give to the Lord.
有些人以为他们去度假了，不用捐献。
But if you have a plan, you'll say, I'm going to give this amount every week, no matter what.
但是如果你有计划，你说我每一个礼拜都捐献这么多，无论我去度假或者不去度假。
And maybe we need to change our plan if God blessed us with a new job or promotion or things like that.
如果神祝福我们有好的工作、好的收入，或者我们要改我们的捐献的计划。
Now, we definitely need more money to support the ministries of the church.
我们知道我们需要多些金钱来支持教会各样的事工。
It costs a lot of money to rent, for instance, the Quincy School.
我们知道我们需要给很多租去租这个Quincy 小学。
It costs us $3,000 a week
一个礼拜
to pay rent.The elementary school and the upper school.
一个礼拜3000元租小学同埋租中学。
And so we need money to support the ministry.
我哋需要金钱去支持教会嘅事工。
But it is not God's way of just trying to raise money.
但系神嘅目的唔系单单去筹募呢啲金钱。
It's His way of raising His children.
系神教养佢儿女嘅功课。
My daughter and her family are visiting me this weekend.
我的女儿和家人对上个礼拜来探我。
And my daughter has two children, so I have two grandchildren.
我的女儿有两个儿女，我有两个孙了。
And the oldest one is a girl, and she's about 3 years old.
大那个三岁是一个女儿。
And she's very cute.
她很得意。
But...She also needs to be taught things as well.
她也都需要父母的教导。
And I saw my daughter teaching something that I taught her when she was a little girl.
我看到我的女儿教她自己的女儿是用回我当日教我的女儿那些东西来教她。
You see, when she was a little girl, I wanted her...To show appreciation whenever someone gave her something.
当我的女儿小个的时候，我想我的女儿，我教我的女儿，当每一次有人给嘢你的时候，你就要感激。
You know, sometimes when you give something to someone, they just take it.
You know, 有些人有些小仔
take it and turn around.
有些小仔你给嘢佢哋，佢哋攞咗就拎开就走了。
But whenever I gave my daughter something, whether it be food or a gift or a toy.I would hand it to her like this.
当我每一次俾嘢我个女嘅时候，无论系玩具，无论食物，任何嘢，我都系咁样交过俾。
And I would extend it to her, and I would hold on to it.
我伸攞住啲嘢交过俾佢时候，我揸住一阵先。
I would not let it go until she said thank you.
我揸住未放手住，直到佢讲多谢，我先放手俾过佢。
So after a while, she would learn whenever I gave her something, you better say thank you.
佢学习到啦。当我每一次俾嘢佢嘅时候，佢识得即刻讲多谢。
But I wasn't trying to just teach her to be courteous. I want her to be grateful as
well. 我唔係單單教嘅女係有禮貌，我係教佢有一個感謝、感激、感恩嘅心。
And then I saw my daughter teaching her daughter the same thing.
我最近見到我嘅女都係教佢自己嘅女兒一樣嘅嘢。
And then I said, I think she got it now.
我諗我嘅女終於明白啦。终于明白了。
And so God is trying to teach us certain things.
神是教导我们很多东西。
I think for many of us, we hold on to our money and possessions very tightly.
有，我相信很多人都是将自己的金钱和财产揸到实一实。
I think it's true for all people, but I think particularly true for us who are Chinese immigrants.
或者对很多人来讲都是一件真实的事，我想特别是对中国移民来讲是一件很重要的事。
And God wants us to put our security not in our money but in Him.
神要我们将这个安全感不是放在金钱那里，而是放在祂那里。
He wants us to utilize, recognize that all the money belongs to Him.
他要我们知道所有一切包括金钱是从神而来。
And that God wants us to utilize the money as good stewards.
神是要我们要用这些金钱好像一个好管家一样。
Jesus said the same thing in the Sermon on the Mount.
在这个登山宝训主耶稣基督也都这样说。
He says, where your treasure is,there your heart will be also.
他说你的财宝在哪里，你的心也会在哪里。
And so God is trying to shape us and mold us to be like Jesus Christ.
神是想塑造我们好像主耶稣一样。
And yes, we should read our Bible, we should pray, but we should also give the way God wants us to give.
是，我们要祈祷，我们要读圣经，但是我们都要捐献给神。
And I believe in these two verses, it gives us so much guidance in terms of how we are to give.
这两节圣经真的很丰富，给我们很多捐献方面的教训。
Let's pray together.
我们一起祈祷。
Father, we thank you for all that you've given to us.
天父，我们感谢你赐给我们这么好的一切。
Everything that we have comes from you.
所有的一切，我们拥有所有一切都是从你而来。
And this is on top of the wondrous salvation that you've given to us through your Son Jesus Christ.
包括救恩之外，你还给了很多东西给我们。
We don't know what to say.
我们都不知道怎么说。
We are overwhelmed with your generosity and love to us.
我们在你的慷慨，在你的爱面前，真的无话可说。
But we confess to you that many of us have not learned to give the way that you want us to give.
我们承认，我们承认，我们很多人都没好像照着你的教训去捐献给教会。
We're thankful that some people have, and they have been giving generously for years.
我们都为了那些过去好慷慨捐献给教会的弟兄姊妹。
But there's some of us who are still immature.
但是我们当中也都有很多在这方面还未好成熟的信徒。
Teach us, Lord, to give as you have given to us.
主，神啊，求你教我们，教我们怎样去付上，是好像你当日付上为我们的罪缘故而付上一样。
So that you will be glorified and magnified.
愿你的名得高举，愿你的名得荣耀。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
阿门，阿门。
我们唱一首回应的诗歌，请打开第461首，461首。